The mandate for free school meals for every student is not happening. A school district is suing over a decision to bench some basketball players, and elected state officials have a new avenue for adding security protocols. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, August 15th. I'm Deborah Ashar. School districts are continuing to charge meal fees as State Superintendent Ryan Walters threatens audits. KGOU's Audrey McClure reports district officials say universal free meals aren't financially feasible.
Walters issued a July mandate that all school districts adjust their budgets to provide universal breakfasts and lunches. Oklahoma Voice reports Walters says school districts that don't comply will be penalized and have their budgets audited. He says it is unacceptable for administrators to fail students and, quote, get rich doing it. A memo from the Oklahoma State School Boards Association says no law allows Walters to punish or audit schools for not providing universal free meals. Bixby Superintendent Lydia Wilson says a 50% cut to the administrative budget would only pay for 30% of the cost of student meals. 19 of Norman's 24 schools offer universal free meals, and an NPS spokesperson says the district has no plans to change. Edmond and Deer Creek Public Schools are following suit. In Norman, I'm Audrey McClure.
Glencoe Public Schools is suing the Oklahoma Secondary School Activities Association over its decision to disallow some students from playing basketball due to an alleged rule violation. State Impact's Beth Wallace has more on the suit filed in Payne County District Court.
The OSSAA says the students violated the linked rule, a controversial provision intended to keep students from transferring to follow a coach to a new district. Three of the four named students in the lawsuit attended a team camp in May at Glencoe with Coach Garrett Schubert. The students applied through the transfer portal when it opened in June. But according to the lawsuit, OSSAA says the students should have unenrolled from their previous districts first. Glencoe's attorney, Hannah Witten, says there is no OSSAA provision requiring that.
There's been no requirement to unenroll your kid before the school year starts and before the transfer portal opens. So they did everything to the letter of the law there.
The suit requests an order from the court determining the OSSAA's ruling to be unreasonable and a temporary restraining order and permanent injunction against OSSAA's enforcement of the rule on the students. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
The Oklahoma Ethics Commission will now let state office holders use campaign funds for security if threats arise from holding office. The unanimous vote Thursday follows a bipartisan request from legislative leaders after the June killing of a Minnesota lawmaker and her spouse. Officials must show the expense would not exist if they were not in office. State Senate and House leaders praised the move as protecting public servants while ensuring accountability of campaign fund use. There's a new way to appeal a denied open records request in Oklahoma. KGOU's Hannah France reports an online complaint form will connect you with a public access counselor.
Attorney General Gentner Drummond announced the launch of an online complaint form to help citizens who have had an open records request denied. If your request is denied, you can now file a complaint with the Public Access Counselor Unit, which will review your request and work to ensure compliance with open records laws within 60 days. The Public Access Counselor Unit was created with the passage of House Bill 2163 this past legislative session, which established an independent review process for denied public records requests. Additionally, the bill gave the Attorney General's office the authority to seek legal enforcement when government entities don't comply with open records laws. The bill passed but was then vetoed by Governor Kevin Stitt, who said it gave the Attorney General unprecedented power to access records. Then the legislature overrode the veto. I'm Hannah France.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.